In the Pits is partnered with 71 Designs, owned and operated by veteran Wade Martin, and partnered with fellow Texas brand Compete. 71 Designs can take your ideas for soft goods, merchandise, and casual wear and make them a reality. Message 71 Designs on Facebook or Instagram to get started today. In the Pits is partnered with Pod Runners Union. Pod Runners Union breaking news, super limited union tech tees, and, for the first time, Fiesta medals are available online at podrunnersunion.org. Use offer code PITS for 10% off of your order. Stealing pods for undeserving teams. It's a living. In the Pits is partnered with Mariachi Aguilas de Oro. Based in Austin and servicing the surrounding areas, these golden eagles will bring life to any event you are having, from birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, corporate events, or even a simple performance to enjoy. Guillermo Padilla, one of their trumpet players, is also a member of the Texas paintball scene. Visit them on Facebook and Instagram to check out some of their past performances, or give them a call to book them for your event today. In the Pits is partnered with Skull Monkeys Paintball. Equip, engage, excel. In the Pits is partnered with XTPL Events. The Extreme Tournament Paintball League is a series put on by the Lucow family of Paintball Fit fame that gives the opportunity for players to learn and grow together as a team. Three-man, Challengers and Champions X-Ball, Draft Mech X-Ball, and even Youth 3v3. There's something for everyone at XTPL. Not to mention prize tosses, raffles, and the infamous paintball munching contest. Events happen throughout the year, and the prizes never disappoint. Sign up for an XTPL event today on PB Leagues. In the Pits is partnered with Hydra. Designed by players, for players, you can outfit yourself in Hydra gear from head to toe. Have confidence that when you make a purchase from Hydra, you are purchasing a well-tested and well-thought-out product, trusted by several top teams, including first-place semi-pro team, PaintballFit.com. I personally recommend their Hydra Black knee pads. Purchases over $100 receive free shipping. Head to Hydra.fit to browse their selection and discover the Hydra mentality. In the Pits is partnered with Bem Wraps. Behind every mask is a unique and creative player. Tap into it when you order your next custom headpiece. Their Build-A-Band lets you communicate with them one-on-one to make your order just the way you want, all the way down to the color of the stitch. Check out their Instagram at BemWraps for drops and build videos of them working on orders. They offer very competitive pricing, so reach out today to get started on your own one-of-a-kind headpiece. In the Pits is partnered with Compete. Compete is a Texas-based brand by Jell Stewart of professional team AC Diesel that provides custom jerseys, pants, headbands, straps, tech shirts, and any other soft goods to help individuals and teams compete at the highest level. Support Texas Paintball and message Compete on Facebook or Instagram and mention In the Pits podcast for 10% off your entire order. In the Pits is partnered with Get That Shot. Get That Shot now offers first-in-line photo and video editing, 20% off Get That Shot merch, and 20% off prints to all teams that wear the Get That Shot logo on their jersey. Message GetThat_Shot on Facebook or Instagram to become a Get That Shot program team. In the Pits is partnered with Paintball Kumite. Paintball Kumite is a program designed by Colt Roberts of professional team San Antonio X-Factor to take paintball players of all ages, experience levels, and skill groups and mold them into champions. The program breaks the game down into small, easy-to-learn sessions designed to help you master the fundamentals so that you can elevate your game. Newcomers to the program get a free one-hour introductory class when mentioning In the Pits. To sign up for a class, message at Paintball Kumite on Instagram.
Drinking water all day at your tournaments and still feel tired? What if we could hydrate you from the cellular level? At BioWorks Mobile IV Service, our licensed professionals understand what it takes to get through a long day of exercise. We use all natural vitamins to increase hydration, recovery, and prolonged athletic endurance. Help your team get to the podium. Book now by texting the number on your screen or calling today. Call 972-948-8207 to book now. That's 972-948-8207. BioWorks. Hydrate. Win. Repeat.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 92 of In the Pits Paintball Podcast. This podcast is focused on everything that has to do with the paintball scene here in Texas, from professional players and teams to new divisional programs, local tournament series, field owners, Texas-based brands, even photographers and videographers. Every week, we will have a short and sweet episode with a new topic and a new special guest. I'm Christian Dallas Smith. I'm a player for the Texas Titans. And this episode, we are going in the pits with the Dallas Dolls. Phoebe, Katie, Hadley, Layla, Leilani, Reagan, Layton, Alana, Channing, and their coach, Lauren Salinas of Dallas Vibe. So, y'all, this very first question is brought to us by XTPL Events. So for those listening that maybe don't know about you all, we're going to go around and introduce ourselves. So tell us your name, how old you are, and how long you've been playing paintball. So we are going to start with Phoebe.
I'm Phoebe Lane, and I am 12 years old, and I've been playing paintball since like late 2023.
Awesome.
I think.
All right, next, Katie.
I'm Katie. I am 11 years old, and I've been playing paintball for about 6 months now.
Great. Next is Hadley.
I'm Hadley Korsman. I'm 13 years old, and I've been playing paintball for a year now.
Awesome. Layla.
My name is Layla Maynard. I am 11, and I've been playing for almost a year now.
Perfect. Reagan. Oh, I think you turned off your camera there instead of turning on your microphone, Reagan. Almost there, and here, let me see if I can help you out here.
I'm Reagan, and I'm 9, and I've played for 2 years.
Awesome. Next is Layton.
Hi, I'm Layton Walker. I am 12, and I'm pretty sure I started in the late December.
Wow, very new. Perfect. Alana?
Hi, my name's Alana Weems. I'm 13, and I started playing paintball at the beginning of this year.
Nice. Channing? Oh, Channing, we can't hear you. Double check. I know we could see you and hear you earlier. Double check your stuff real quick. If you need to leave and come back, go right ahead. All right, Channing, so we can't see you. We can't hear you. If you could go back to the other phone that you were on earlier. All right, and we'll see Channing in just a second. And then lastly, Coach Lauren. All right, Channing, I think we can hear you and see you now, Channing. So go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us how old you are and how long you've been playing paintball.
Hi, my name is Channing Martin, and I'm 9 years old, and I've been playing paintball for a year.
Awesome. Now, Coach Lauren.
I'm Lauren, and I've been playing since I was probably like 17, 18, and then playing like tournament scene probably since like 19 years old. And then Kiara actually started when she was like 6 against me. And I don't know if we've asked Leilani yet. I think we missed Leilani.
Did we get Leilani?
No.
Not yet? Okay, Leilani.
Hi, I'm Leilani Ray. I'm 10 years old, and I think I've been playing for about 5 months.
Awesome. Yeah, sorry for skipping you there. We've got a lot of us here. Thank you for catching that, Coach Lauren. All right, so This first question is for Coach Lauren. So the Dallas Dolls made their debut at last year's USXBL Championships, and since then, they've also played the XTPL Challengers event, and they also played USXBL this past weekend. So could you tell us more about how this team started and what was the mission for the Dallas Dolls?
So it started out because I've been working all of the XTPL events, and in all the XTPL events, we have a bunch of youth lines that happen, and all of the youth lines were basically like all boys and maybe like one or two girls every now and then. And so when I was doing check-in at the events, all these girls would show up. I had Phoebe showing up with her dad, Katie was showing up with her brother, and I was like, you guys want to try out and like practice on a girl team maybe? And they're like, yeah, sure. And like, so their dads were like all cool with it and brought them out. And Hadley was playing on a different team at the time, and she said she would try out too. So I had a bunch of girls show up for like the first practice, and it was a bunch. It was probably at least like 5 to 8 girls that showed up, and it was pretty cool. And so we decided to start the team, Dallas Dolls. At first, we didn't know what it was going to be called. We had like all these different names for them. And then finally, Paula Allen from Dallas Vibe was like, what about like Dallas Dolls? And I was like, dude, I was like, that's like the perfect name for them. So we all decided that would be the perfect one. And we started and did their first event was the USXBL event last year. And then we've had them playing XTPL events, USXBL events, and they've been playing all the mechs also. Yeah.
That's awesome. So what's the mission for the Dallas Dolls?
The mission is that I don't want the girls, like any of the girls that come to the field, to just be sad or feel like they can't also play paintball, like they have to be on the sidelines. Like they can also go on the field, shoot their brothers, shoot their dads, shoot their moms. Like all the girls can do it. Like you don't have to be just a pod runner. You can do it all. Like girls can play just like the boys can. So I want them to not feel afraid, and I want all these girls to come into the sport and just be very strong and know like nobody can stop them.
That's awesome. I think this is kind of like the first that I've ever heard of like an all girls youth line. And most of y'all are younger than even the boys that are first starting out. So what y'all are doing is awesome, I think. And it's just going to get better and better. So
Thank you. Next
question is for Layla. So, Layla, this question is brought to us by Pod Runners Union. So, you've played 4 tournaments now, 3 of them with the Dallas Dolls, and you also played 1 tournament last December with a team called Cutthroat Gold and the Star Series. So, do you like playing against other youth lines more, or did you enjoy that 1 tournament playing against the grown-ups more, and why?
I think I enjoy the adult lines more because I get to play against people that are way better than me, and I get to go out on that youth field and play against youth teams and use what I learned from the adults and play it and use it against the youth lines.
I think that's a fantastic mentality, just getting to play against the best competition possible. It's going to make you a whole lot better, a whole lot faster. Awesome. So this next question is for Reagan. So, Reagan, this question is brought to us by BemRaps. So, Reagan, you've played 2 events with the Outlaw Anodizing Kids and now 1 with the Dallas Dolls Barbie Edition. Is it different when you play with boys on your team instead of all girls, and which one do you like more?
Yes, it's very different. I think I like playing with girls more because we're all, we have more to talk about. We have more, like, boys, they have different ideas, more different ideas than girls. So I think it's really cool talking to people more my gender. I haven't seen that many girls talking with, I have mostly boys on my team, so it's really cool to experience more girls.
Absolutely. And I think the Dallas Dolls, like I said with Coach Lauren, is one of like the first teams that I've ever heard of an all girls line. So that's awesome that you're getting to play with other girls. And I mean, the friendships are the most important part of paintball. That's why everybody does it, not just the kids, but the adults too. So this next question is for Alana. So Alana, this question is brought to us by Mariachi Aguilas de Oro. So your dad, Will, does a lot of competing and he played 20 tournaments last season. So I know you were there for at least a few of them. How does it feel going from someone who watches on the sideline to someone who's now playing?
It's really different because when you're on the sideline, you don't really get to experience how fun or any of the skills that you learn on the field. And I feel like I have a higher expectation since he's played so many tournaments and won so many games now that I'm actually playing on the field.
Yeah, and your dad's a really good player. So I'm sure, have you been able to use anything or learn at all from your dad in your own game?
Yes. Before I started playing with the Dolls, during like all of January, every Saturday we went on the field. He just taught me all his tips and like how to be a better player.
That's awesome to hear. That's super great that your dad's doing that for you. And he was actually on my team for an event, and it was awesome to get to play with him. So I'm sure he's teaching you a whole lot. This next question is for Katie. So, Katie, you're now the third person in your family that plays tournaments. Your brother Cooper and your dad Chris, they also play tournaments and they all do really well. Your dad just got second place at USXBL. Cooper did really well and they've both won a whole bunch of tournaments and you've won one too, even though you haven't been playing for very long. So do you feel more comfortable learning and playing with the Dallas Dolls, or do you one day want to be able to play on the same team as your dad and as your brother?
I would rather want to play with the Dallas Dolls because they communicate, we understand each other, and they're my friends, and I really like playing with them.
That's great. Yeah, those, just like we were saying before, those friendships are just why everybody plays paintball. And I think building those connections with each other, that's something that I think all of y'all, when you're older, that's going to be the most important thing, not the games that you win or even the tournaments that you win. And I think some of the adults in the background are nodding their heads. Like the most important thing is just the people that you're around and playing with and against too. So this next question is for Layton. So let me find you here, Layton, where you are. Okay. So Layton, this question is brought to us by Paintball Kumite. So this tournament was your very first one ever competing. What was it that made you want to start playing paintball, and how do you think you did in your first tournament?
What made me want to start was my dad. He was playing a little bit before me, and I would watch him go play, and so then I went to practice with Phoebe, and I think her dad was there with us, and we played a little bit with my little sister, and that's what made me want to start.
That's great. And how do you think you did in your first tournament?
My first tournament, I played the snake for my very first time, and I think I did really well. I think I could have used a little bit more communication for my team and for me, but I think I did really well other than that.
That's awesome. And something that communication is something that even going all the way up to the professional division, teams are starting or are still trying to perfect. So, that's awesome. That's awesome that you're in the snake too. The snake's a lot of fun, especially when you get to shoot people more that don't know you're there. All right. So this next question is for Hadley. So Hadley, this question is brought to us by BioWorks IV. Let me find, where are you, Hadley? Looks like we might have lost Hadley for a second. So I don't see Hadley on here, so we'll come back to Hadley's question here in a little bit. So the next question is for Phoebe. So Phoebe, this question is brought to us by FU Athletics. So I've heard that the Dallas Dolls do practice a little bit differently from most teams out there, but I want to hear it directly from the players. So what does practice usually look like for y'all? And also, what's your favorite thing about playing for the Dolls?
The practices are different. Like, I don't know how to explain it really, but we just do practice different than most people. The last practice that we did, we had, so sometimes for our practices, we'll have like people on one side of the field and the people on the other side of the field. And then some people on the other side of the field, they'll have their guns, but they'll be the 2 and 3, and they'll stay back there, and they'll be shooting at us while and there's people on the other end who don't have guns, and they're trying to get up the field and not get shot, and they're trying to find the other people. And then my favorite thing about playing with the dolls is just getting to hang out with everybody and just... Yeah, and it's fun because they're all girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet. And that's a really good drill that Coach Lauren has y'all doing. It's really important just to help you still know that you're going to win the point, even if you can't necessarily shoot back at someone. You can still do important work on the field. So this next question is for Leilani. So, Leilani, this question is brought to us by 71 Designs. So, you just finished your first event with the team. How do you think everyone did?
I think everybody did super duper good.
That's awesome. Do you y'all think you're going to keep it up and keep doing more and more tournaments?
Yes, and hopefully soon we're going to get to World Cup if we win.
Ooh, World Cup. World Cup's a very, very big tournament. That's like the biggest tournament that's out there. But definitely something that all paintball players should go to one day. Yeah, that's great. I hope y'all make it there. And I hope I get to see y'all there because I'll be playing too. So this next question, let's see. Hadley, if you're listening, come back in at any time and I've got your question saved for you, all right? So this next question is for Channing. So Channing, this question is brought to us by Hydra. So you not only play paintball, you also compete in gymnastics, and you're quite the athlete. So do you find that your gymnastic skills help you out at all in paintball?
Yes, they make me very athletic, and when I'm up on the bunker, when I pop out, it makes me more static.
Nice, yeah.
Flexible.
Yeah, having having that gymnastics is gonna do you really well, especially when you're getting older and playing against like some of those older players, maybe some older guys or not so athletic guys. I mean, you all know what I'm talking about. There's some of those big dudes out there that their favorite bunker is the very first one, the 3 or the home. And that's going to do you really well when you get to shoot those players.
Yeah. So. Like my dad.
Love it. All right. So this question is for Coach Lauren. So, Coach Lauren, this question is brought to us by Get That Shot. So, the Dolls currently have 9 members, which is a huge accomplishment, not just for you and your team, but also for Paintball Fit and the Texas scene as a whole, that we have a place for these girls and young ladies in the sport. So, what's next for the Dolls? What future events are y'all going to compete in, and what other goals do you have for them?
So the first part was,
like,
how do girls get into it?
Well, so the first part was what's coming up next for the Dolls? What tournaments can we see you at?
Oh, okay. So the next couple tournaments is USXBO. I think that's in May, mm-hmm. I believe. And then we have the XTPL events also. And then all the Mech X's, the Glow Mechs. And then our biggest goal for the year is World Cup. And then finally going into the NXL youth events next year is our goal for the team. And then hopefully after that happens and our girls age out, my goal for them is to become a new amateur team for the WNXL.
That's awesome. I think that would be a perfect spot for y'all to slot in. All right.
Yeah, so, I think that would be really great for them.
Awesome. So I see Hadley now. I don't know if I just missed you or if my eyes were closed or what, but I see you there now. So Hadley, this question is brought to us by BioWorks IV. So you're one of the older members on the team, and you definitely have the most experience because you've also played with the Young Bucks, the Paintball Ladies, the Dallas Meanies, and the Dallas Dolls. So are there any ways that you use your experience to help lead your team?
Yeah, during our practices, I try to slow down the points so that way we can focus more on the communication instead of making the main goal to win the points every single time. I also try to have us discuss the points with each other after the point is over so that way we can further, like, break it down, what worked, what didn't work, and so far.
Nice. Having that experience on the team is huge to help take them to the next level. That's awesome that you get to do that for them. All right, so this next question is going to be for everybody, and we're going to start with Phoebe on this one. So for anyone out there that's wanting to get into paintball, doesn't matter what their age or their gender is, what's one piece of advice you would give them?
The advice I would give them is just play Mech Exes and then go from there. Like, start with Mech X because you meet a whole bunch of people, and then see what you want to go from there. Like, see what teams you would like to join, and then go on from there.
Perfect. I can definitely agree with the Mech X's, especially the glow-in-the-dark ones. They're a ton of fun, and they also put you on a team and make sure that you're playing against other players that are kind of similar to your experience or your skill level. So there's a glow in the dark event actually this Saturday. So if you're listening out there and you're wanting to get into playing for the first time, go play that. So next up, Katie, what piece of advice would you give to someone who's wanting to get into paintball?
A piece of advice I would give to someone is just have fun.
That's why we all do it, right? That's the first rule is have fun. All right, Hadley, you're up next.
I would tell them to just keep practicing and put themselves out there whenever they can. You know, get to talk to people. You know, just put themselves out there.
Perfect. Layla?
I think what I would say is it's not about winning or losing. It's about having fun and becoming a team player.
100%. Leilani?
I would say just go for it. Just get shot and see how much fun it would be to actually be on a team and play and get to know other people that play in their strategy.
Absolutely. That once you get over that that fear of getting shot, because it's definitely the first big hurdle. Once you get over it, there's a ton of fun to be had in this game. Reagan?
It doesn't matter how much experience they have or how old they are. You can still beat them. You just need enough practice. Enough practice with the right person. Like, I have practice with the semi-pros. Like, they're called Reagan Road Dogs. And I want to give a shout-out to Rylan.
Awesome. Yep. Anybody out there can get shot. It doesn't matter if it's someone that's older than you. It doesn't matter if you're playing up against one of the pros. Like, everybody can get shot. So, yeah. Up next is Layton.
My piece of advice would probably be, if you get scared, just remember you have a gun too, and you'll pretty much always have a bunker that you can go to.
Absolutely. Great advice. Alana?
I'd say find someone at the field that can help you stay in there. Like, if you get scared, to lean on them and give you tips so you have a reason to come back every time. And just don't give up and keep trying.
That's great advice. Find someone out there that's going to help you along. There's so many people out there nowadays that are looking to help the new players. And that's something that wasn't around when I started a couple, like probably 8-9 years ago now. I'm sure Chris can agree that that's a new trend. Chris, Will, Philip, and anybody else who's out there that's got that experience. But it's a great thing that we're seeing in paintball nowadays. And Channing.
What I would say, like, when you're out there, just keep on shooting and have fun.
Keep on shooting. Perfect. Yep, that's why we play paintball, is so we can shoot a lot of paint and a lot of people, hopefully, too. So this question is for Coach Lauren. So, Coach Lauren, if there are any girls, young ladies, or women out there wanting to get into the sport, how can they get started?
So I would say just look for your local field. And if you're a young girl, then ask your parents to look for a local field that they can go to. And then once you're there, ask around to the staff, the owners, if they know or if they could help them out and teach them the basics and learn how to do some drills. There's also a lot of different things they can look up on YouTube for learning drills. I remember back in when I started, me and my brothers, we would watch all of Thomas Taylor's videos, how to do snapping with mirrors and things like that. And so there's a lot of things you can do even from home just to learn the basics. And then slowly, like, bring your friends around, bring different girls from school, your sisters, your brothers, and you can easily get into it like that.
Awesome. Is there anybody online that they can maybe talk to or message that you would suggest to help them get in?
Yeah, they can message me. They can message any of the girls from Dallas Vibe, anybody from HydroFit, Paintball Fit. We're always here to help, and we're always trying to just give as much advice as possible for paintball, and we'll never turn anybody down, especially women, girls, kids, anybody. Like, we're always here for them. And if you're in Texas, come to Paintball Fit, and I will be helping you guys all weekend. And any young girls that want to come play for Dallas Dolls can come play with us on our practice days.
Perfect.
Like me.
All right, I love it. So this last question, y'all, we're getting to the end of our show. This has been a fantastic one. This last question is brought to us by Compete. So thank you all so much for your time, and we'll go around the order. And if you don't have anything to say, that's great. But if you have a shout out that you want to give, now's the time. So, let's start with Phoebe. Phoebe, do you have any shout outs or anything that you'd like to say before we close our episode?
I would like to thank Lauren and the Luke House for everything that they do.
Awesome. Katie?
Oh, hold on.
Some shout outs are DFW Adventure Park, Paintball Fit, the Luke Outs, and Katie and Sarah. Okay. MechX Paintball, Dallas Minis, HydroFit, Dallas 5 Paintball, and 71 Designs.
Perfect. Next, Hadley.
I want to shout out all the Dallas Vibe girls. You know, they really helped me a lot with, like, my journey in paintball and all the Luke House.
Awesome. Layla?
Paintball Fit, Hydra, I would say thank you to all the Dallas Vibe girls, including Lauren, Luke House, that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Awesome. Leilani?
I'd like to give a special shout out to Paintball Fit in Texas, and I'd like to give a shout out to Matt Priegel, the best paintball player I've ever met. And the world smells Potter, my sister Scarlett.
I love it. Reagan?
I want to give a shout out to the Dallas Dolls for letting me join on such, like, short notice. because I haven't been playing with him, and almost all the people in this chat have played with him for a while, and I just joined. So I'm thankful that they let me play with him, gave me a jersey, and it was really fun.
Awesome. Layton?
I would like to give a shout out to the Lou Cows paintball fit. I would like to give a shout out to my dad, because without him, I probably wouldn't be here, be on this podcast or be playing paintball. And I would also like to give a shout out to the Dallas Dolls.
I love it. Alana?
I'd like to give a shout out to Paintball Fit and Hydra. Also, my dad and the Dallas Dolls for making me feel welcome to paintball and for making me want to stay playing sport.
Perfect. Channing?
I would like to give a shout out to Paintball Fit and the Look House, 71 Designs, that's my dad's company, and the Meanies.
Love it. And Coach Lauren?
I'd like to give a shout out to everybody at Paintball Fit. Rich, who's my coach for Dallas Fight, for helping me all the time. Everybody with Hydro Fit, 71 Designs, Compete, Gel from Compete, Wade from 71 Designs, for helping me make the Dallas Dolls jerseys. All the parents that have helped me guide these girls on this journey of paintball. Without them, I don't think I would have even been able to have done the team as well without their help. So thank you to all of the parents for this, because it's a team effort, and they also need to be shouted out for it, because they do a lot with us. So I love them.
Absolutely. There's so much that goes into this. This is awesome.
And a couple more.
Oh, you got more, Katie?
TKO Valley Tudo, Welts, and my parents.
In Trenton.
In Trenton.
Awesome. All right, y'all.
Oh,
so,
who do you want to shout out? Oh, Kara wants to shout out somebody real quick.
Absolutely.
I want to shout out Dallas Dolls and also Dallas Vibe. Because my mom plays Dallas Vibe, and she's the one that actually inspired me to start playing paintball at the age of 6.
That's awesome. I love all those shout outs. So I think Oh, you got one more? Okay.
I like to shout out Cutthroat because Layla did it. And I also would like to shout out my dad for everything he's done.
Awesome. All right, y'all. I think that does it for our show. Thank you, everybody online, so much for tuning in. Be sure to go follow the Dallas Dolls on Instagram at Dallas_Dolls_. What other guests would you like to see on the show? Be sure to leave a comment down below. While you're at it, hit that subscribe button. The show goes live weekly here on youtube.com/@InThePitsPaintballPodcast. Recordings are posted to YouTube, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify the next day. I've got some shout outs of my own for my partner and sponsor tier subscribers on Patreon, FU Athletics, Get That Shot, Paintball Kumite, Compete, BEM Raps, Hydra, XTPL Events, Mariachi Aguilas de Oro, Podrunners Union, 71 Designs, and Bioworks IV. We will see you guys next week for episode 93, where we're going to have one of the best refs to ever throw flags on the field. Adam Bradford will be coming on the show next week. So we will see you all then. Dallas Dolls, thank you so much for your time. Bye, everybody.